Aso Jinja. In central Kyushu sits one of the largest active volcanic calderas on Earth, a vast bowl, 25 kilometers wide, with the still-smoking cone of Mount Naka rising at its center. Inside this caldera, where people now grow rice and raise cattle, this shrine has stood for nearly 2,300 years. According to local tradition, the founder of this region kicked open the wall of the caldera, drained the ancient lake that once filled it, and made the land farmable. The single point where the water broke through can still be seen today, a narrow valley called Tatino, through which two rivers continue to flow toward the sea. In 2016, two enormous earthquakes struck this region. The shrine's gate and main hall collapsed. Slowly, very slowly, the rebuilding has continued. Wooden beams cut from local cedar. Hand-carved tiles. Rituals continued without missing a single day, even as the buildings were under repair around them. This is what living next to a volcano looks like. The mountain gives. The mountain takes. The people, between, keep building back. Look out across the caldera. Steam still rises from the central peak. You are inside one of the most geologically alive places on the planet, watching humans live their daily lives within it. They have done this for nearly 2.5 millennia. They will keep doing it. That kind of patience is, itself, a form of prayer.